This is WUWM's Chuck Quernbach. A jury of 10 men and 6 women from Waukesha County will hear the trial of Durell Brooks. It appeared to news reporters covering the trial that all 16 jurors are white. Brooks is black. The defendant is accused of killing 6 people and injuring dozens when he allegedly drove his SUV through the Waukesha Christmas parade last November. He's pled not guilty to all 76 charges against him. Jury selection finally wrapped up late yesterday, after another day slowed by frequent verbal clashes between Judge Jennifer Durow and Brooks, who's representing himself. The defendant wound up being removed to an adjacent courtroom for most of the day, watching the proceedings via computer and commenting when the judge unmuted his microphone. Brooks repeatedly said he didn't want to come back to the trial courtroom, fearing the judge would consider his behavior disruptive and just send him back to the alternate site. Another delay occurred when Brooks and Waukesha County prosecutors were going through what are called peremptory challenges, the process of removing 10 people apiece from the final jury pool of 36 without a stated reason. The defendant kept trying to strike the entire pool, saying he believes all 36 people would have been biased against him. Judge Durow refused to dump the pool, and she had Brooks's first 8 strikes done for him by having a court official draw juror numbers out of a metal tumbler. Brooks did the final 2 strikes following courtroom procedure. The next big phase of the trial appears to be opening statements, scheduled for Thursday. The prosecution will go first. When it's Brooks's turn, Milwaukee area defense attorney Julius Kim says the defendant may struggle.
An opening statement is not the time where you're making your arguments for the case. It's really a time for lawyers or for people to kind of map out what they anticipate the evidence is going to show. And I'm not sure Mr. Brooks is aware of that and will know that. And so I anticipate there could be a lot of objections along the way from the state and sustained objections by the court, and because they're going to try and keep Mr. Brooks in a certain lane. And that may make that opening statement kind of choppy.
Then will come the witnesses. Judge Durow read dozens of names yesterday, almost all scheduled to testify for the prosecution. Chuck Quernbach, 89.7, WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.